This is Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. So Cass Adair is a research assistant here at Michigan Radio. And we got to talking a few days ago about just where the whole nickname of Michigan as the Mitten State came to be. I mean, we all know why we call it the Mitten State. I mean, it looks like a mitten. But the big question was, when did folks actually start calling it that? Who was the first to think of it? So, hey, Cass.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. So what'd you find out?
So my fellow intern Sean and I were talking about this, and he pointed out something that I thought was really smart, which is that early maps of Michigan didn't really look like mittens at all.
True.
So I checked into it, and I found some early historical maps, and it turns out that early European explorers were not that good at making maps.
Not so great.
Not great. Not great. They didn't have satellites, which really help when you want to find the contours of an entire peninsula. There's one map from 1718, and the map of Michigan kind of looks like an arrowhead or like a weird parallelogram.
It totally does. I've seen this map.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then it's on Wikipedia. You can look it up. You can check it out. And in 1839, it kind of looked like the map of Michigan kind of looks like an open mouth shark, which, you know, I don't think is a very
good
state.
Like on an angle.
Yeah.
Right? Like the jaws are the bay, right?
Yeah. 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 Like the thumb would be like the lower jaw of the shark.
Yeah.
It's not a very attractive look for Michigan, I think. But and at the same time, the territorial boundaries of the state were in flux. So it was a territory, and then we fought this war with Ohio, and people weren't really sure what was going to turn out to be something called the state of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
So with those two facts in mind, I was able to narrow down the origin of the Michigan, or the Mitten nickname, probably to the late 1800s. So by that time, we got a little bit better at making maps. Also, the territory of Michigan was settled.
Okay, but this is only like 120 years ago or something like that. Talk to me a little bit, because you had to do some researching here. This was not super easy to find out.
Yeah, so it's really hard to find the origin of the mitten nickname. So when I started Googling around, which is obviously the first thing anyone does to do research, I found a lot about the great Wisconsin and Michigan mitten controversy from 2011, in which Wisconsin apparently used mitten in one of their tourism ads. Michiganders got really upset about it because they said, oh, we had this first. We've had this nickname forever.
Yeah.
But in all of those articles, none of the reporters actually could find the origin of the mitten story in order to prove the claim that Michigan had it first. So the writers of some of those articles had tried contacting the Michigan Historical Society and hadn't had any luck. It turns out that no one at in the state of Michigan is devoted to answering this question. So I decided to be devoted to answering this question. I eventually found a couple of really interesting sources from the late 19th and early 20th century that I think can narrow down this question.
And the first mention you find of, drumroll please, Michigan as the Mitten State, it is in the Michigan State Cyclopedia.
Yeah, they don't use the E for some reason in that time.
And that was published in?
1901. So that book lists the Mitten State alongside the Wolverine State and also, for some reason, the Summer State as Michigan's nicknames. But there's also sources from slightly before that that compare Michigan to a mitten but don't explicitly say Michigan is the Mitten State.
And my guess is you looked into those, too.
Yeah, I did. They're really interesting. So the earliest usage that I could find in the records, and it's not to say that this is like the earliest mention of the comparison between the Lower Peninsula and a mitten, but the earliest one I could find in a book was in 1891, actually in a scanned copy of a book that was originally owned by Henry Ford, which is pretty cool, like his signature is in the front of it. But that book describes the Huron Peninsula as the thumb of the mitten, even though it doesn't go so far as to call the entire state the Mitten State.
Right. Okay.
Also, my personal favorite, in 1900, so this is 1 year before the Mitten State appears in the historical archive, there's this really awesome book of poems that was released by a writer called J.Q. Falk. I can't find anything else about Falk. This is probably his only literary work. His book is called A Poem on Michigan, Giving a Statement in Part of Its Resources, Products, Scenery, National Resources, Also Industries of the Largest Cities. That's the title of his book.
I can't imagine that he didn't have other books now that became incredibly popular.
I know. Like, where was his publicist on this? Like, clearly this is like a clippy soundbite. But one of the smaller poems that makes up the larger poem on Michigan, J.Q. Falk uses the phrase the Wolverine State, not the Mitten State, but he also goes out of his way to associate Michigan with the mitten.
I think you should probably read us a little bit of that.
Okay, so this is the awesome stanza from 1900 that mentions Michigan as a mitten. Though much on her physical form has been written, you will note the lower part is like a mitten. And when around her shores you come, please note the cities around the thumb. It's great. It's art.
So good. So good. Okay, so final question, though. Here's the thing. Underrepresented in all of this, the poor little Upper Peninsula. What the what?
Absolutely. So I actually talked to a staff librarian from the Marquette Historical Society this question, because I did come across one source, and this is from the 1920s, in which someone from Marquette mentioned that there was logging happening at the tip of the mitten.
Okay.
So I asked her whether she thought that writer might have been referring to the entire state, or whether that writer might have been specifically talking about the Lower Peninsula, like someone from the UP saying, oh, down there, that's mm-hmm. where the logging is happening. Mm-hmm. And she said that it's extremely unlikely that someone from Marquette would have called all of Michigan the Mitten, because after all, there are two peninsulas in Michigan and only one of them is mitten-shaped. And so she said that she personally prefers to call Michigan the Great Lakes State, because to her, that's a much more inclusive title. And in the UP, you're surrounded by all of those great lakes. You have a personal relationship with those lakes. So she cautioned me to keep audience in mind when referring to Michigan as the Mitten State, mm-hmm. in order to not exclude people from the Upper Peninsula.
Okay. So there we have done our part to include the UP.
Absolutely.
Okay. Cass Adair is a research assistant on Stateside here on Michigan Radio. And also, if I do say so, the foremost expert on why Michigan has become known as the Mitten State. Hey, Cass, nice work on this.
Thank you very much. I'm really happy to make my career on this project.